Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is August 28th, 2024. It is 10 a.m. on a Wednesday, the middle of the week. My name is Hind Al-Dah, and I am joined by my co-host, Abdelmajid Awan. Abdelmajid, today, I think we'll reserve our chit-chat for Pavel
Emirati Durov. Women's Day.
Emirati
so first
Women's
of
Day
all,
well.
A very happy Emirati Women's Day to Hind Al-Dah.
Thank you very
She's
much.
Our very own in-house Emirati. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel?
So this day marks a very special celebration of the Emirati women. And this year especially, I feel more proud because we've seen a lot of women going to the Olympics. And that is such a big milestone. As well as that, you know, so many incredible women, you know, one is gearing up to go to space. A lot of them are starting businesses. And I think all of this is thanks to the vision of the founding father, Sheikh Zayed, Allah yarhamah, to be able for us to be where we are today. And I wanted to honor this day for all the incredible Emirati women who are out there, you know, doing their own thing. And that's all I really want to say about it. So let's move on to Pavel Durov.
First, I would like to mention that the UAE government is also taking a very big step in this regard, the Emiratization effort. Mm-hmm. We saw that a lot of women are also becoming a part of the private sector. They are already a part of the government sector and they're being promoted to become a part of the workforce. But I think the good part is that this country is very focused now. And this region as a whole is very focused now. We saw a report recently that Saudi Arabia's workforce saw a growth in female participation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The UAE reported the same things. So women doing good in the Emirates, it's great for the country.
It's because without the women...
We were looking at the list of the richest people and we were like, there will be a woman soon enough mm-hmm. because the way they're being promoted, they're... they're investing already. Startups are great. We did a story about Powder Beauty. It's one of the startups recently which got a lot of investment. So they are coming through. Mm-hmm. I would love to see an Emirati woman becoming a billionaire or taking her startup to the unicorn stage, making an exit to become a unicorn.
And I have strong faith that that will happen soon enough.
So yes. How many years do you think?
Soon like next year, maybe, next year. Probably. Yeah, that's my guess.
That's coming from an Emirati herself. Yes. That next year, we'll see a unicorn led by an Emirati woman. So let's move on to the main news for today, the biggest news
yes.
that has been happening since morning.
So there have been claims surfacing on X primarily of the UAE freezing its contract with France for their use of fighter jets. And the contract was signed in 2021, so during Expo 2020, which occurred in 2021. They're allegedly freezing the contract in response to France detaining UAE citizen Pavel Durov, who is the founder and CEO of Telegram. We talked about him yesterday. Majid has more on the news.
So basically, the contract was signed at Expo 2020, as Hind mentioned. The contract was for 80 Rafale F4 fighter jets. The Rafale F4, this was the very first contract in which these planes were being sent out of France for
yes.
use. So it was a very historic landmark which was signed at Expo 2020. The delivery is set for 2027. So it's 2024 right now. There's been a lot of chatter. I would call it chatter, not news.
Not news,
a lot
very
of
important
buzz
to say.
On social media, especially again X. That UAE has frozen the contract and UAE will freeze more cooperation in this field with France. But obviously, something comes up, you have to fact check it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, media literacy is a very big question right now in this age of misinformation and disinformation. So we saw a lot of tweets saying this has happened. There was a very interesting video by Al Jazeera. We tried to find that video on all Al Jazeera channels, on Insta, Twitter, on every place where we could. I actually went on their timeline till Saturday to try to find that video, but it was not there. But the video with the branding of Al Jazeera claims that this has happened. Mm-hmm. The contract has been frozen. So a lot of people came back and now they're fact checking it.
Yeah. So it's important to note that this news first came out of a portal on Telegram. So not from officially Telegram, but from a portal on there. And some person took the story, made a video out of it, and put Al Jazeera's branding to make it seem legitimate. As you know, and it was shared by so many influential X accounts.
Like people with 5 million, 10 million yeah. followers are sharing that video without even checking that if it is legitimate or not. They didn't even take the time, even with 10 million followers. Yes. If I had 10 million followers, I would obviously go back to the original source, their accounts, and check. No one checked.
It's also important to note that the UAE has not put out any statement regarding this. The only statement they did put out was yesterday, yeah. And they did submit a request to the government of France to provide Durov with all the necessary consular services in an urgent manner. And this is all the news we have officially from the UAE.
Yeah. So UAE said Afra Al-Hameli, the director of communications at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said, and I quote, UAE closely following case of Pavel Durov. The UAE is, again, close following the case of its citizen, Pavel Durov, founder of Telegram, who was arrested by the French authorities in Paris-Le-Bourget airport. We're talking about the pronunciation as well. emphasizing that the UAE has submitted a request to the government of French Republic to provide him with all the necessary consular services in an urgent manner. Prioritizing the welfare of UAE citizens, safeguarding their interests, and providing them with all aspects of support is a key priority for the UAE. So this is the only official statement by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the UAE which came out. There is no other official statement regarding any freezing of contracts or any other diplomatic blocks or any diplomatic things happening with France. So please, always go to the official source, go to all the UAE official accounts. They're very active. I love this about them. Mohre account, RTA accounts, any official channel, they'll always publish the news first and you can always take it from
yes.
there. Don't trust sources from anywhere else. There's
yes.
a lot of misinformation and disinformation spreading on social media channels. Avoid them.
Yes.
Don't share it on WhatsApp without fact checking. And if you're, the simple rule is what we learn in media literacy. If you're confused about it, if you think it's either too good to be true or too bad to be possible, just go and Google it.
Mm-hmm.
If you see two, three big news sources, the regional are the National, Khaleej Times, Gulf News, Arabian Business, Us, so Smashy Business. If any one of them has posted something about it, that means there is some legitimacy to it.
Right.
Because these publications will always quote a big source.
And misinformation can be extra tricky. As we talked about the
yeah.
video, it has the branding of a legitimate news source, Al Jazeera, but still the video turned out to be misinformation or disinformation. So it is very important to keep that in mind. It's not just seeing a video with a popular branding. It's actually seeking out the information and going to the primary source or the... check other sources, basically.
It has become a difficult task, to be honest, in this age of social media where you have multiple social media channels where everything can come and you'll be like, oh, okay, if this account, four places, saying the same thing, maybe it's true. But again, the rule again is if 10 people are saying it, that doesn't mean it's true. Maybe
yep.
those 10 people are quoting a source. Go to that source. See if that is a legitimate source.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this news, the Telegram page, when you go to it, it has a lot of grocery shopping and stuff on it. I went to the website of that portal and there was a lot of fluff on it. There was no authentic news.
Mm-hmm.
So someone creates something, 1 million people follow it, that doesn't mean it's true. Always, always, always go to the main source, the authentic verified sources, or go to the official channels.
Yeah.
The best thing about UAE, any news you want, go to the official channel, the ministry channels. It's not there, it's not true.
Yeah, we'll move on to our main stories in a bit, but I also want to say that it's funny that all these X accounts that have a lot of different followers run with the story that's not true, but they all produce the same content. And I believe it's because it's to remain, I guess, quick
yeah.
with the news or like to keep up with whatever's happening on their timeline and just running with it, basically.
This goes back like at least 100 years back. To give you a small, very small history lesson, when the first printing press, the Gutenberg printing press, was established, newspapers became a very big thing after that, because you can now mass produce a lot of newspapers. So yellow journalism was coined.
I was going to say yellow journalism.
And a lot of people have a lot of theories about yellow journalism. One theory is that because those papers were yellow in color, so it's called yellow journalism, because people took money from sponsors and wrote weird stories about opponents. But there is also another theory that there was a cartoon which was published in those newspapers in the early times, and the boy, the main character, the protagonist, used to wear a yellow clothing or yellow shirt. So, and maybe he was called the yellow something. His name was yellow.
But it just refers to clickbait news,
Yeah, it
basically.
Refers to all this news that you're looking at here. So go take a history lesson, YouTube, find someone. My favorite, to be honest, I go to Crash Course. They have a very good series of like 10, 20 videos, 10 minutes videos. And they have a lesson on everything sourced and very good. They are a partner with Google. They are a partner with a lot of things, Mind Labs. These are some of the biggest ventures in video production. And they've partnered with all of them. And the brothers who run the channel, they're actually authors of great books. So go
Green Brothers.
Green Brothers. They're author of great books, so you can read their books. But their channel is great. I actually did a course in my university on media literacy, but then for more detail, I went to that course. So you can always go there, watch the video, and if you're in suspicion, you can always watch it on Smashy social media channels or in our newsletter. If there is news, we will cover it on our channels.
Yes. So let's now move on to the three stories. So Waad Investment to boost GCC startups. Majid Al Futtaim Retail Digital records 1.3 billion dirhams in revenue. And Al Majid Furood announces IPO offer. So Waad Investment is a new investment firm with a targeted value of 750 million Saudi riyals, which is around $200 million, has been launched by a coalition of investors and GCC-based family offices, and it's led by Yasser Al-Ghamdi in collaboration with Al-Majid Al-Mifsir family offices. This firm is set to become the largest private investment firm dedicated to growth stage startups in the GCC. So their mission is to invest in startups at the growth stage and give them resources, which include financial support, mentorship, and a robust network to facilitate their local, regional, and global expansion.
And the main thing about Waad Investment is that they're trying to fill the funding gaps which are faced by startups, because sometimes they get seed money, but they are not able to get round A, round B money or pre-seed investment. So they're trying to find gaps, identify them, and then fill them with their fund. That's a $200 million fund. And this will help, obviously, startups in the GCC region. So startups, go find them. And if you're facing funding issues, obviously, there's this not Waad Investment. There's a lot of investment funds which are created in this region, especially for the startups of this region. So it's always good to find them. The firm's efforts reflect a broader commitment from GCC family offices to boost innovation, create employment opportunities, and drive sustainable economic growth within the region. So by offering a combination of capital, guidance, and connections, Waad is poised to make a significant impact in the region. So this is what it is all about. They want to fill the gaps. And if you're a startup facing a problem,
I'm sure you'll find somebody to invest in your startup.
Not only Waad, someone.
Yes, and the GCC in recent years has been has had a very lush startup ecosystem with a lot of initiatives to help these startups to basically progress and stuff. So
recently, I read a Crunchbase report. The US startups, they're facing a lot of problems from seed A to seed C round. So this is a little technical, but seed A is mostly after you've created a product and you're going to marketing and selling. So between seed A and seed C, a lot of startup investment has fallen, the percentage, the amount that has been invested. So US is facing that, but we did a report recently that the GCC startup scene saw nearly $750 million invested in their startups. One of the biggest one was $1.5 million by an Egyptian startup. So when the world is going down, when the investments in the world startups are going down, actually in the morning I read about China's investment scene as well, that pre-seed and seed fundings are dropping. So that was a report by Reuters that they did. So those fundings are also dropping. And in the GCC, the funding is actually increasing. Mm-hmm. So this means, this shows, the numbers show, not me, not anyone, the numbers show that the GCC startups are leading the way in the world now. They're not just regional startups for regional problems. The startups are scaling and becoming and solving global problems mm-hmm. through their products, services, whatever. Mm-hmm. So again, good sign. GCC, come to GCC and start your startup.
So let's move on to our second story. Majid Al-Futaym, Retail Digital sees a 109% increase in EBITDA growth and a 1.3 billion dirham revenue in the first half of this year. So their revenue from its online vertical reached 1.3 billion, which marks a 60% growth from last year. And this strong performance comes despite an overall 11% revenue decline in Majd Al-Futaym's retail segment, affected by regional economic downturns and currency devaluations in markets like Egypt and Kenya.
So the main thing is they've turned profit for the first time. Any e-commerce platform or e-commerce business or even an e-commerce vertical under a big group doing good is always looked at in a positive light. So retail digital going for profit for the very first time, it's great for Majid Al-Futaym. The main important thing about this story is that they're losing money actually in retail, mm-hmm. in the on-store, in the physical assets, in the physical spaces, shops, they're losing money. They're seeing a lack of revenue or a downgrade of revenue. But online, it's increasing.
Yes.
So, and also they changed the whole retail digital team. They brought in an Egyptian guy. They took away the Lebanese guy. So that change of leadership, according to their press release, which says that the new leadership is also focusing on putting in more money into the infrastructure building. So now their e-commerce site, I use Carrefour. The franchise is owned by Majid Al-Futaym in the UAE. So I use Carrefour for online deliveries mm-hmm. sometimes. And it has gotten better. Actually, the app is more responsive. It's better. So personal user experience also, they are becoming better. So they're putting in a lot of money. They're earning from it, but they're putting in a lot of money in as well. So hopefully they'll grow it more.
Yeah.
And the space, the physical assets, maybe they'll have a policy for it too, to make it profitable again or
right.
increase the revenues. But online e-commerce mm-hmm. is doing great for Majid Al-Futaym.
Yeah, I think also in general, e-commerce is doing yeah. better than the physical stores. I mean, ask anybody. Everybody has been shopping online. And
yeah.
it's just more convenient and it's just easier. Usually delivery fees aren't that bad. So you can go with like the 10 dirham or 20 dirham fee.
I know I will quote a report. This was on AP, Associated Press. The trend is about US that a lot of online shopping is done through a desktop or a laptop. A lot of people, like 70%, still prefer a desktop to order. But they said that a lot of companies which run in the e-commerce sector, they're trying to move them to mobile. Because apparently the study that they quoted says that people tend to buy more when they're ordering from a phone.
Mm.
So when you're ordering from a desktop, sorry, this is the US data, but it obviously shows a trend in what is happening. So it says that desktop people are very cautious. If they want to buy a thing, they'll buy the thing and close the laptop and be like, thank you very much. On phone, they just have this craving or an urge to order another thing with it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Your phone is with you throughout the day. So it makes sense to just like go on an app and add things to your cart and just like check out. And it's so easy to just, you don't have to go through all these steps. You can easily just like buy now, for example, on Amazon. They have the option where you don't have to like go through all these different windows of checking out. It's just like press this button and just wait for your order to come, basically.
Actually, this reminds me of a very interesting conversation we were having in the production room yesterday, that there's a lot of buy now, pay later options also. Tamara,
yes.
one of the biggest startups coming out from this region.
And Tabby
coming out of this region. And they allow you so much ease, yes.
Yes, you can pay after 30 days in Talabat.
You can pay after 30 days. You can pay in installments.
They're making it so easy for us. So,
So they're just like, buy, we'll take the money from you later in installments or later date.
And of course, for the consumer, that's better because it's like, oh, I don't have to worry about money now. I'll worry about that later.
I don't think it's good.
I know, but like...
If you don't have the money, don't buy. That is my suggestion. That is like coming from a millennial, an old guy.
Yeah.
But I guess Gen Z is...
For young people, it's like, oh, well, I'll deal with that later. You know, right now, I can just like buy whatever I want. And then, you know, maybe in the future, I'll get even more money. So I don't have to worry about it the way I'm worrying about it right now.
So Gen Z is more ambitious. They know they will make money somehow.
Yes.
They know how to make money. That's the good part. We millennials, we believe, I guess, I'm not... saying this on behalf of all millennials, but me, we've been taught that you should always buy stuff which you have the money for, and you should always have something in your saving as well.
Okay.
So don't spend all your saving. But they're more adventurous, so good. Good for Emirati women. Again, a throwback to the Emirati Women's Day. An Emirati saying that, oh, it's a good option.
Yeah.
Good. They're ambitious. Last story of the day.
Yes. So Al Majid Faroud announces IPO details and institutional book building. So what is the story about? Al Majid Faroud Company, which is a perfume company, is launching an IPO, an initial public offering, with an offer price range set between 90 and 94 Saudi riyals per share. So the institutional book building period will start on Sunday, August 25th, and will end on Thursday, August 29th, which is tomorrow. So 7.5 million shares, which represent 30% of the company's total share capital, are being offered by the existing shareholders, and the IPO is approved by the Capital Market Authority and the Saudi Exchange for listing on the main market.
So this is important because one of the biggest brands coming out of Saudi, a perfume brand, is going for an IPO. It's always good for the investors. Investors love these IPOs from a very big brand. So hopefully what will happen is right now, yesterday, as soon as the IPO bookkeeping started, in 2 to 3 hours, institutional investors, like which are the big hedge funds or the wealth funds or the big corporate companies, they bought the whole share lot.
They took them all.
Yeah. So then I went to the website of Al Majid Al Oud. They have a separate page for the IPO process. And they said that if everything is bought by institutional investors, what they will do is they'll take 20% out of it. So out of the 7.5 million shares, nearly 1.5 million shares, they'll take out 20%. And they'll offer that to individual investors like you and me, separate people who want to invest in the IPO. So this is good news for individual investors that there is some chance for you to buy the shares of Al Majid Faroud. The bad news is that there needs to be a lot of interest. So if a lot of people actually want to buy at a personal level the Al Majid Faroud shares, individual level, then they'll offer the 20%. So bookkeeping has showed that institutional investors have a lot of faith in this IPO, in this share. So they bought all of it. So that will translate into individual interest as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully 20% of the shares will be given to individual investors soon after the bookkeeping is closed for institutional investors on 29th August. What will happen then is the actual shares will be transferred to the to the people, the institutional investors and the individual investors on 19th September. Mm-hmm. So then you'll actually have the shares.
Yes.
The complicated thing is, I don't think it's complicated. People who invest, they know that you can't sell those shares for 6 months. So institutional and individual investor. If you buy those shares, you can't sell them for 6 months.
Yeah, so the substantial shareholders will be subject to a 6-month lockup period starting from the commencement of trading.
Yeah. And another thing, I think it's like a lesson on an IPO. The 6-month period, Al Majid Faroud cannot offer more shares as well. So this 30% stake in the company, the 7.5 million shares, you can buy it, but for the next 6 months since trading starts, no one will be able to
buy more.
The company will not be able to offer more shares. Mm-hmm. So let's see, hopefully a big brand coming to an IPO, going public on Tadawul, the Saudi exchange market. It's always a good sign that the companies in the country are becoming bigger and they want to go to public. Mm-hmm. What they'll do with the money is that is important. Obviously, they'll expand. Every company, usually when they go for IPO, there is some expansion plan behind it. So they will come out. They already have a presence in GCC.
Yeah.
But they will
go to... Do you think
they'll
come out maybe to the US or...
Yeah, obviously, you always go to those markets because spending power is more. Mm-hmm. UAE spending power is more. But they have good spending power mm-hmm. as well. So obviously, going there, Europe, America...
Yeah, I think it will be good. I think because Oud is an unfamiliar scent to most people in the West, maybe even in the East, maybe. And I remember going to New York once and seeing an Emirati-based perfume store. And I can't remember the name at the moment, but it's amazing to see a Oud perfume store in the U.S. And I think, you know, people will appreciate different scents.
That shows there is demand for it.
Yes.
But you just need to open more stores.
Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about a lot of brands based in the UAE going outside of the country. Yeah. And I hope to see Saudi Arabia doing the same thing.
Last pointer, I know today we did a very long show.
Yes.
But last pointer, recently we saw a lot of brands, actually eateries, going to London. So the mm-hmm. UAE-based eateries are opening a lot of their shops in London.
Yeah, we like saw, Salt, which is whose Salt. Owner is an Emirati businesswoman. So there you go.
Emirati Women's Day, another throwback.
Exactly.
So yeah, that happened. I have a whole list. I will have to find it somewhere. But there's like 7 to 8 Emirati brands which originated in the UAE and they have opened shop in London. The Dubai ruler, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid, was also at one of the shops. Mm-hmm. So it's a good sign that they're expanding to London. And London has a very good eatery scene.
Yes.
London is famous for their brunches and lunches. So going there, expansion, that means they're growing very good. They're doing very mm-hmm. good here. Mm-hmm. That is why you're opening a shop in London.
Yes.
So good sign from eateries as well, not only startups. Mm-hmm. So that is it for today. We talked a lot about Pavel Durov, the misinformation that is happening on social media, that UAE has cut ties with France and have frozen the contract for 80 Rafale F4 jets. But it was quickly fact-checked and disproved by a lot of people on social media again. Then we talked about Waad Investment, that they have set up a $200 million fund for GCC startups. Majid Al Futtaim's retail digital, the vertical, online vertical, has turned profit for the very first time. And Al Majid for Oud has announced IPO, and the book building process is going on, and the shares will actually be transferred on September 19. If you're an individual investor, if you have money, invest in it. Most probably, the institutional investors' interest in this IPO shows that it has a lot of potential. Not an advice. Do your homework. But obviously, the stats always say something.
The facts are there.
Yeah, the facts are there and there is an interest.
So make sure to follow us on Instagram, X, Twitter. X is Twitter, Facebook, and make sure to also follow us on all these streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anghami. Make sure to also check our daily newsletter where we bring you the best business news. And also, more importantly, I emphasize, check the Instagram because we will be following the Pavel Durov story with the updates that will come out throughout the day and throughout the week. So make sure to check us on that. Thank you for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.